Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. It is November 25th. Hopefully the rest of your Monday was a good one. There is so much to get to today on the Jen and Tim Show. If you're unfamiliar with the Jen and Tim Show, we are the Tasty Tuesday Morning Show. We will be trying, and spoiler alert, you can check out the video, apple pie mac and cheese. So apple pie flavored Kraft mac and cheese is on deck for a Tasty Tuesday today. Who is going to be eating a Christmas tree during our 12 trees campaign? You can nominate somebody at star102cleveland.com. We are a half hour away from Stevie on the socials, who tells us what's going on, anything that we missed on TikTok or anywhere else. But of course, we're going to start here. We kicked it off yesterday. If you missed it, EMCs, I forgot to say good morning to you. Thank you for waking up with us. Early morning crew. Christmas Carol in an envelope. It is back. I am glad it is back. It's a song. It's a Christmas song. One guess a day. Yesterday's guess was I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. I mentioned that because we just kicked it off yesterday, and we will get the list on our website here soon. So outside of that, it could be any other Christmas song, right? What is your guess today? EMCs, you're good at this game. And it's narrowed down a little bit because it's a Christmas song. There's only so many titles out there, right? What's your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Would love your guess for Christmas Carol in an Envelope.
Yeah, Little Drummer Boy.
Not Little Drummer Boy.
Okay.
But today, very significant day. Very significant day. I'll tell you why next. If you listen to this show throughout the year, you know what I'm going to say. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station, because we are now only 1 month till Christmas. Yeah! It is right around the corner. So this is kind of like the vein of lights, camera, action, but not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. So here's a quick question for the EMCs. I would like to know, outside lights, are they up? Shopping, as far as Christmas shopping, how far are you? Maybe you're completely done. If so, I've literally bought, it's just between you and I because my wife isn't awake yet, two items for my wife. That's the only thing I've purchased so far, both of them from Ulta. And then, is your tree up? Lights, shopping, tree. DM us, Jen and Tim Show, or Star 102. I'll read those messages next. Or, of course, 216-343-102. Once again, lights, shopping, tree. Your DMs, your calls are next, EMCs. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Lights, shopping, tree. So are your outside lights up?
Not yet. Not
okay.
Outside.
What about the shopping? How far are you on the shopping?
I started, not done. And then inside, we are fully decorated.
Oh, there you go.
That's
a good call. Yep. So you were further ahead than I am. Yeah, my daughter, thank goodness, she helped me out. She said, Daddy, these are two things that Mommy wants from Ulta. And we went to Ulta the other day. And of course, my 10-year-old was showing me every single product she saw on TikTok.
I also have a 10-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old daughter. So been there, done there.
It's amazing. They don't need anything, but they are the most educated on Bubble, on Drunk Elephant, on Ordinary, on everything. They know everything and they don't need anything. Their skin's perfect.
Absolutely. And their skill at doing their makeup is far better than mine.
Yes, and my daughter's getting into the nails too now. She's doing the gel nails and she wants all this. I'm like, how do you know this? You're only 10.
Yes.
Yeah. We're ridiculous. In the same. We're living the same life.
Yep.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It's the Jen and Tim show coming up next. We have Stevie on the socials.
Tim, have you entered the flow state? Do you know what the flow state is?
I don't think I do.
Basically,
I normally know which direction you're going. I actually don't think I know.
It's a new term, if you will, but it's not a new concept. But you're going to be hearing Gen Zers and, you know, younger generations use this term a lot. So I'm going to let you know what it is, what the context it is, and how you can use it.
Oh, the flow state. This is really going to drive me crazy for the next 3.5 minutes. If you know, you know. If you don't, you will. Coming up next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim show on Star 102.
I asked him if he entered the flow state. He wasn't sure. Maybe you're in the flow state right now, Tim. The flow state, it's not a new thing, but it's new to TikTok as people are sharing their experience. Basically, it's known as being in the zone. It's a mental state of complete absorption in an activity where you feel and perform your best and have intense focus. The concept was coined by a psychologist and occurs when a person's skills are perfectly matched to the challenge of the task, making it a rewarding experience. So why is this trending? Well, here are some examples of what people are saying online. Quote, when I'm plating my breakfast and suddenly everything is done cooking at the same time and I genuinely reach flow state. Or when I'm typing nonsense for an essay due in an hour and it starts making sense and I genuinely reach flow state. I thought of you for this one, Tim. When I'm at McDonald's using the kiosk and low-key reach flow state. So it's basically the millennial.
I love that you think of that. Think of me when that. And by
you
the way,
about the kiosk.
Please let us know if you've hit flow state because one of the other ones. I was making dinner the other day. My wife was working, and I thought to myself, you know, this is a good time to have dinner ready when she got home. And the same thing. I had potatoes. I had rice, and I can't remember what the meat was that I had, anything. But they were, you know, one was ready in 25 minutes, another was ready in 15 minutes, another was ready, and they happened all to come together at the same time, which never happens.
Never
you
happens.
Have to have one in the burner or the lid on something or something else isn't ready, whatever it is, and something was in the crock pot, and it actually all came together. And Stevie, she walked into the door about 10 minutes later after it all happened. I couldn't believe it. Talk about flow state.
That
never,
flow state.
ever happened. Something's lagging or she's late or early or something. That was absolutely flow state.
They're saying that it's similar to the millennials using in the zone. And it's not a new concept, but I just wanted to let everybody know about the flow state because you'll probably be hearing about it. Maybe on Thanksgiving, whoever's cooking, maybe the kid's going to be like, oh, you're in the flow state. And now you know what it means.
That's so helpful. You're right. Especially hanging out with the family coming up here in a couple of days. If you have any comments on that, or maybe you want to brag about being in flow state, we're here for you. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It is the Jen and Tim show. The Jen portion of the Jen and Tim show off today, but it'll feel like she's here with this next story in 60 seconds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's the Jen story. Bracing for holiday record travels by planes, trains, and automobiles, 31 million people are expected to fly this holiday season. Now, the rush begins today, which will be the busiest day of the week with 52,000 flights. AAA is anticipating 73 million Americans hitting the road and driving to their destination. I still don't understand how they know. And there will be 1.2 million traveling by rail. So I decided to go next level with that story. We'll talk about traveling coming up at 7:10. Guess what today is, Stevie?
Oh, boy.
1 month till Christmas. Yeah! Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. So I want to go back to one of the three things you need to know. I use the term loosely. I did the story. Jen's off today. Mm-hmm. We'll get to a ride of Trump Timmy coming up at 7:35. I even have a postage stamp story. Like, if she's listening, her mind will be blown because that is a Jen Tui story. I normally wouldn't write anything about it. And then we have a travel story, which I understand it is a big time of year for travel, and it definitely via the airplane. In other ways, I understand that that's a big thing to know when travel is crazy. I understand that. So one of the things, and this is the question that I have, is today the rush begins. 52,000 flights. Big deal. We have Cleveland Hopkins Airport. It can be a nightmare. Totally understand that. Then they even mentioned 1.2 million traveling by rail, by train. Okay.
Wow.
All right, I'll get into that stat. Okay, fine. You're buying a ticket, you know. You're buying a ticket, you know, as far as an airplane. I understand that. Here's always the sticky situation. I don't understand how they know this, and this is why I always kind of push back against this. And I thought I would mention it because today's the day, and I wish Jen was here. She's already been texting me about it because she saw the story and wanted to make sure that I hit on it. I said, Jen, I mentioned it at 7 o'clock, and we're going to talk about it right now.
She might not believe you, but...
She's not. AAA is anticipating 73 million Americans hitting the road. How do they know?
That is true. How do they know?
How do they have any idea? So let's roll with that. Let's roll with the stat, and they know, and maybe they have a survey. I don't have a survey. Maybe they know. They ask people, and every year it's more than the last. Every year it's just a little bit more than the last. Okay, so I'll buy in. So here's what I want to know, because I wasn't asked if I was traveling. Were you asked if you were traveling?
No.
Here's my question, and I would love an answer to this. I live in Mentor, and I'm going to Chesterland to my mother-in-law's, who makes a fantastic turkey. My sister-in-law will be making the sides. We're bringing stuff. Like, it's going to be a great time. That is 11.4 miles. If somebody is asking me if I'm traveling for the holidays, do I say yes?
No.
It's traveling.
No.
I got to go through Kirtland all the way down 306 to Chesterland. Am I traveling for the holidays?
No.
Because I am dead serious. I would say yes, but I feel
not.
Like it's the wrong answer.
You're in the area.
So am I traveling for the holidays now? 11.4 miles. You can DM us, Jen and Tim Show, or Star 102, or of course, 216-343-1021. Producer Steve, you and I are going to answer the phones. So that's question number one. Question number two. Producer Steve, you're going back to Dover?
Mm-hmm.
Producer Stevie, her commute to Dover is 82.6 miles. Is Producer Stevie traveling for the holidays? Is that a yes or no? Yes or
I
no?
Don't even know that one. Yours, definite no. Mine, maybe.
What do you mean definite no? It's 11.4 miles.
That's
oh, I wish Jen was
trips
here.
To Dover.
11.4 miles. Am I traveling for the holidays? 82.6 miles. Is Producer Stevie traveling for the holidays? If somebody were to ask, what do we say? We would love to know. Holiday travel. Talking about on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Let's see. AAA anticipating 73 million Americans hitting the road and driving to their destination. 52,000 flights today. Huge day. Very busy day today. So I need to ask you, and we appreciate we're getting some calls. I am driving 11.4 miles to my destination. Producer Stevie driving 82.6 miles to her destination. Would we say we are traveling for the holidays?
Me, yes. You, no. You don't even have to stop for gas, and maybe that's how they get their stats.
So I'm just going to run it all the way to, do I got to run out of gas? Or what's the cutoff? I don't even know. So, Mike, once again, my question, 11.4 miles, am I traveling for the holidays?
Yeah, because you're still going to someone else's house.
Okay, because there's always these traveling stats, and Jen does them all the time. I just did a story a little bit ago, and she says that I'm not traveling, like I'm not a part of these stats because I'm only going from Menor to Chesterlin, so I thought I would ask you.
Yeah. No, I think you're still traveling.
Still Jen. Traveling. Holiday travel. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Christmas station. Only bad thing about social media is I know that Jen can read these comments even on her day off. They're still coming in. I can't tell if I'm so once again, we're just having fun with this because Jen and I will go back and forth. She's off today about the holiday travel stat. Cause I think it's okay. Here we go. That how many million? Let me, what was it? 73 million Americans hitting the road. How do they know? How does AAA know that? How do they have any idea? And what justifies traveling? For instance, I am driving 11.4 miles from Menor to my mother-in-law's in Chesterlin. I can't wait to eat those legs right off of that bird because I love the dark meat. And all the sides and everything else. My sister-in-law will be making the pies. We'll be eating all that. Hashtag Fat Tim, absolutely on Thursday. So how do they know? So I go 11.4 miles. If somebody asks me, Tim, are you traveling for the holidays? I sure am. People are saying no. Producer Stevie's going 82.6 miles. Is she traveling for the holidays? That's what we're talking about. Jen. Tim, you're not even going from east side to west side. You're visiting. Yeah, I'm not traveling. Vanessa, on the traveling question, Tim, I say yes. I said that you're both traveling. I'm going from Hudson to Euclid. I'm definitely traveling. Anything over 20 minutes, I mean, there is nothing over 20 minutes in Menor, so I got to push back a little bit. I guess maybe I'm never traveling. Or I guess also I should mention the older I get, the more I dislike traveling anyway. Mike, Tim, as you go head up through Kirtland, be sure to wave at the football team as they will be practicing. Yes, they will be, and they continue on in the playoffs. Let's see, what is Brian? Oh, here, Brian. Here we go. Brian says he's traveling 1.6 miles. Am I traveling? I say that you are. I say that you are traveling. What do you say? Good morning.
Good morning. I would definitely say yes. Air, land, sea, rail, you're leaving your house, you're traveling.
I would say the same exact thing. If I'm leaving the driveway and I'm going somewhere that I am traveling, I am getting crushed on social media. I guess I'm wrong.
Oh, I think you're right.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Good morning.
The way I look at it, you're traveling, but if you're spending the night, I think you're traveling.
Oh, a night spend. That's a good call. Are you spending the night, Stevie?
Is Stevie staying overnight?
She's not. She just said she wasn't.
Oh, round trip. Wow. And that other person that said if you're getting gas, if you have to refill for gas, you're definitely staying traveling.
That was hilarious. That's true. You got to fill up with gas. That's definitely a night. That's definitely a travel.
Or fill up your tire with air.
I like. Yeah. Stevie would be traveling everywhere. Out the driveway, travel. Down the street, travel. Around the corner, travel.
Sorry, Stevie. I just had to say that.
So who's getting a Christmas tree today? It's the 12 Trees of Christmas brought to you by Sugar Pines Farm. On Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Chelsea, first of all, thank you for kicking this off because it wasn't for you. This wouldn't be happening. You got to star102cleveland.com. You had Marilyn of Cleveland in mind. You said, you know what? She deserves a tree. She's nominating Marilyn because she is a dedicated mother of a special needs child and also is also a mother to five total kids. She works at a hospital and she goes to school full time, which is probably why what I try to do off the air is call the winner, if you will, and let them know that they're getting a Christmas tree, and I was unsuccessful. I tried to reach out to Marilyn, but clearly she's very, very busy and there's a lot going on. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to reach out and talk to Marilyn, so I had to mention this on the air. She's a single mom and doing everything herself. She's always doing something for others and deserves this for her and also her entire family. I want her to understand all of her kindness she is putting out into the world and making a difference, and some will come back to her. They will. It's going to come back to her in the form of a Christmas tree that Marilyn doesn't have to worry about, and all the kids will be gathering around that, and it's because Chelsea went to the website and nominated her. It's also because of Sugar Pines Farm making this happen. You can do the exact same thing. Who are you going to nominate? Think about that. Tell us why at star102cleveland.com, and they will get mentioned tomorrow. I'll try to give them a call. You can do this at star102cleveland.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.